It's me again, Lord. I got a prayer that needs an answer. It's me again, Lord. I got a problem that I can't solve. I don't mean to worry you, but here I am facing something new. I need your love that only comes from you. It's me again, Lord. Hala bo sheke mendelea, halabasita, filimandala kodala bahasa. More grace to everybody. What a mighty God we serve. Come on, get on up so we can pray. Go ahead and get our spirits right, get our hearts right. Position ourselves to get in prayer. My God, to tap into the secrets of the dam so that we might have things and walk into the things that God has called us to walk into. All God wants is fellowship. All he wants is communion with you. He loves to talk to you. He told me that some years ago. Son, if you acknowledge me, I'll acknowledge you. Son, if you talk to me, guess what I'll do? He said, I'll talk to you. Get on up right where you are. Come on, let's get ready to pray. Let's tap into God. Let's believe God for the supernatural. Don't just sit there and listen to me. You pray. Hey! Ba-ba-ba-ba shakalamandi Osaya. You prepare yourself to get in prayer and to tap into the things of God. We have Prophet Vincent on the phone again today. He's going to lead our prayer for about 20 minutes. It's 5:04. So he's going to lead it from 5:04 or 5:05 to about 5:25. Hallelujah. Technically, this is the 30th day. Yes. Should we stop? I need to know. Is it time to stop? Hallelujah to God. Technically, we've tapped into the 30th day. So I want you to go ahead and prepare yourself as Prophet Vincent gets ready to minister to us and talk to us. Going to talk to us for a minute or two on prayer, and then he's going to lead us into the throne room as we pray. Hey, Balasha, and get ready for miracles, signs, and wonders. Prophet, go for it.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much, Major. I'm very grateful for your presence. I'm very, very grateful. God bless everyone who's on here tonight. I believe that by the special grace of God, because the Lord has given you the opportunity to come this far in prayer, I believe strongly that there is something good in store for you. The other day, scripture says that the Lord came down and saw how that the people were building a tower up to the heavens. And the scripture says, the Lord said, let us go down and destroy. Let us go down and confuse them. Because these people are one, and because the people, in fact, King James Version says, because the people is one, nothing that they have imagined to do will be restrained from them. And by the grace of God, for 30 days, we've been one in prayer. Everyone that is called on for 30 days, you have called on, and I believe you called on with the right spirit, with the right heart. And by virtue of that, scripture says, nothing that these people have imagined to do will be restrained. That is what happens when we come together in prayer. Like tonight, maybe tonight might even be your first night of joining this powerful prayer call. But you see, there is something called the last hour oil, the last hour breakthrough, the last hour miracle. And tonight you may be a recipient of the last hour breakthrough, last hour miracle, if you connect right. And so for the next few moments, wherever you are, there is no distance in the spirit. You are here, I'm there, we are everywhere, scattered around, but in the spirit, we stand united. And so for the next few moments, wherever you are, I want you to just lift your voice. Just lift your voice. Begin to thank him. Begin to exalt his name. Begin to magnify his name. Thank God. Thank God for the opportunity to pray for 30 days. Thank God for the opportunity. In fact, there are many who wish they were a part of this call. There might be only 1,000 people on here, but there are many more who wish they could call on. But you are fortunate enough to be led into the room, fortunate enough to be led into the presence of such a great prophet, Brian Kahn, that he will lead us in prayer this long. For the next few moments, let's lift our voice and begin to thank him, begin to exalt his name, begin to magnify the name of Yahweh, the name of El Elyon, in the name of Jesus. Father, your people are thanking you tonight, thanking you for answers, thanking you for breakthroughs, thanking you for the doors that you have opened. In the name of Jesus, your name be exalted. In the name of Jesus, your name be magnified. For there is no God like you. There is no king like you. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We thank you that your presence is here with us. We thank you that your power is at work with us. In the name of Jesus. And now we magnify your name. And now we lift you up. In the name of Jesus, Father, you said to your son, Prophet Brian Kahn, that when he calls, when you will answer, that when he speaks, you will speak back. I thank you tonight that you are speaking back to his soul. Thank you tonight that you are speaking under that same grace. We thank you that as we speak to you, that you are speaking back to your people. Thank you that this 30 days of prayer is igniting something new in the hearts of your people that will keep your people calling on you day after day in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Manduni manze korabasaya. Thank you that this 30 days of prayer has caused someone to receive their healing. Thank you that this 30 days of prayer has caused someone to receive a breakthrough. Thank you that this 30 days of prayer has caused someone's son to turn back to you again. Thank you that this 30 days of prayer is releasing results in the life of your people. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, we magnify your name. Daddy, we thank you tonight. We exalt you tonight. We praise you tonight. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. In the name of Jesus, oh merciful God, we thank you this hour that your mercy is at work in the life of your people. Father, we don't even deserve your presence. We don't deserve anything that we have, but you have been merciful. You have been gracious. We just want to thank you. We thank you for BCM. We thank you for KCC. We thank you for the life of everyone on this network, on everyone on this line. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that, Father, you will give a special ear to every cry that has been cried unto you throughout these 30 days. It is my prayer, oh God, that you will release answers in the name of Jesus. Let there be a release. Marosi anta lapadie zamakuntani apaya. And now in the name of Jesus, your word says that Jesus also being baptized and prayed, the heavens were open. It is my prayer right now, in the name of Jesus, that you will cause the heavens to be open over the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus, by reason of this prayer, let the heavens be open. In the name of Jesus, it is my prayer, Adonai, that you will cause the heavens to be open over the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, and as the heavens have been opened, let there be an outpour in the name of Jesus. Ladoni Ataya, let there be an outpour of your presence, of your love, of your power, of your favor. In the name of Jesus, Mekutali Bale, we pray, oh God, for
this ministry up in heaven, over BCS, up in heaven, over KCC, up in heaven, over the leaders, up in heaven, up in heaven. Let the heavens be open, be open, be open, be open, be open. Saberia, Zamanta, Lebrekunia, Apimponia, Apenu Apaya, Lebrandabaya, 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 Atuntani Apaya, Lezumi Ate, Lezumi Ate, Lezumi Ate, Lezumi Ate, in the name of Jesus. Hear me, somebody, I feel that strongly. To pause and stand someone up for this prayer. The Bible says in Matthew 3:16, it says, and Jesus.
I think we lost them. Isn't the devil mad? I don't know what he's going to do, but Holy Ghost, my God, Sister Joy, if you want to message him and tell him to just call me back on my phone and we can get him back on here. But we see the devil doesn't want him to pray whatever he was getting ready to pray. So let's pray this prayer. We are praying for supernatural deliverance. The Bible declares, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, but the setting of captives, setting free to them that are bound. We are decreeing divine deliverance and freedom to every individual who is close to us, who is bound by any stronghold, bound by anything. Hold on, brother. Listen, I'm going to pray this prayer, and then you go on to the one in Matthew. Let me pray this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Lift, raise your right hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every individual in my life, bound by anything tonight, I command liberty, liberty. Lift your voice and begin to pray. It is the word of God that declares in 2 Corinthians 3:17, that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Father, I thank you for divine liberty. I thank you for supernatural liberty. Father, I thank you for every individual who's connected to my life that is bound by any stronghold, bound by any disease, bound by any infirmity, bound by any addiction. Today, I command liberty. I command liberty. I command liberty. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know those in my family who are bound by addiction, addictions of alcohol, addictions of nicotine, addictions of drugs, addictions of perversion, addictions of pride, addictions of arrogance, addiction of religion, addiction of food eating habits. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that as we pray today, deliverance is our portion. I thank you for divine deliverance. I thank you for supernatural deliverance. I thank you for uncommon deliverance. I thank you today that every stronghold that has had them bound, I speak on behalf of my father. I speak on behalf of my mother. I speak on behalf of my sister, on behalf of my brother, on behalf of my wife, on behalf of my husband. In the name of Jesus, I command deliverance. I command deliverance. I command deliverance. I command deliverance. Open your mouth. Call out the name of your brother. Call out the name of your sister. Call out the name of your mother, your father. Call out that individual who is bound, hallelujah, who is bound by prostitution, who is bound by drugs, who is bound, and command them to be set free from whatever addiction. Father, your word declares, hallelujah, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and we are to be no longer entangled with that yoke of bondage again. May every yoke be destroyed. Balabasha. May every yoke be destroyed. May every burden be lifted. I sever every yoke. I destroy every chain. Hey, Shabbat. There it is. I command every chain to be broken. I command every chain to be broken. I command every chain, the bondage of power, my God, every bondage be broken. Every bondage be broken. Every bondage be destroyed. Sheke bakushima ndalasaya. Y'all got to pray this through. I'm feeling it. I command every bondage to be broken. I command every stronghold to be broken. I command every attack to be broken. May it be broken. May it be broken into peace. Shekelele ba shakalamanda. Robo salumo. Mukunini mikikelele anda. Hola ba shata. Handelebe. 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 Hey. Ukula ba shata. In the name of Jesus. Prophet, go ahead and go to that prayer you were going to pray in Matthew.
My God. Major, the Bible says, that, and Jesus also, being baptized and praying, the Bible says the heavens were open. I want us to lift our voices in prayer right now. And we are saying, oh Lord, let the heavens be open over my life, over this ministry, over my house, over my church, over KCC, over anything that concerns my life. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, by prayer this hour, let the heavens be open. Say, in the name of Jesus, as I lift my voice in prayer, say, oh Lord, let the heavens be open over my house, over my family, my life, in the name of Jesus, over the church. Say, right now, we declare by prayer, and the heavens have been opened over KCC. Say, miracles. Say, answers. Say, breakthroughs have been released in the name of Jesus. I declare right now, as the heavens have been opened, oh Lord, let there be an outpour, an outpour, an outpour of the desire to serve you more in the name of Jesus. Now say, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, by your mercy, let the same love that dwells among the Trinity be reflected in the church. Say, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now that you will cause, by your mercy, the love that is shared among the Trinity to be felt in the church and expressed in the church. Say, oh, Heavenly Father, make me an agent of love. Say, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now that you will fill us with your love and compassion. For your word says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. I pray right now, oh, Heavenly Father, that you will release upon me, into me, your love. Make me an agent of love in the name of Jesus. Right now, by prayer, oh Lord, make us agents of love in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I call on you on behalf of the churches across the world. Say, we call on you. Father, hear our cry. Pour out your love. Cause us to become oracles of your love in the name of Jesus. Adadadabosa. Ikorabasindini mi usia. Balindini mi empire. In the name of Jesus, we declare right now, that the love of God is being released upon the church, upon our life. In the name of Jesus, we decree right now, in the name of Jesus, that the divine love of God is our portion. I'd like to pray this last prayer point. Major, the Bible makes us understand in Matthew 16:18, it says, Jesus spoke to Peter, and he said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock, I, Jesus, will build my church. I, the Lord, will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We are lifting our voice in prayer right now. Now the church is you and I. Believers on here, you are the church. Jesus said, Peter, you are the rock on which I will build my church. We are saying, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, we hand KCC over to you. We hand BCM to you. We hand the church to you. Lord, build this church in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you build the church. We avail ourselves. We avail ourselves. Use us to build your church in the name of Jesus. By your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and by our availability and mercy, we hand over the church to you. And we ask, oh God, that you shall build your church. And now any gates of hell, any gates of sickness, any gates of disease, any gates of attack, any gates of death, any gates through which the enemy comes, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. Let those gates be destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Any gate through which the spirit of this age comes to mess with the church by prayer, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, let that gate be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, let them be denied access. Let any evil power that has set itself apart to attack the church. In the name of Jesus, let those powers be bound. Say right now, in the name of Jesus, any powers of darkness that have been sent to bring confusion into the church, say right now, in the name of Jesus, let that power be bound and cast out. In the name of Jesus, we say, oh Lord, tonight, any plant of confusion, any seed of confusion that have been planted among us in the church, in our homes, tonight, by prayer, in the name of Jesus, be uprooted. In the name of Jesus. Bako zikatalaha. Lipa palahandia. Zemantini miampa. Zelundini miantaida. Zabagadaha. Yes, Lord.
Rabadi le bandala kusolo bandala hutai. Levende le gida la balada hazda. Jabrondo lo husolo monde le.
Lebrada.
Levada la hazizanza la bahakala koi. Lebrondo la levende le gida la hazda.
Kade kada.
Elevala dalada. Zondo lo hubara.
Lebrondi bria.
Mindi le bikmane le bikristo lo moya. We are praying today that every prayer that has been prayed over the last 30 days, that there shall be a manifestation. There shall be a manifestation. Everything that has been prayed, every request that has been prayed over the last 30 days, we are decreeing that there shall be, Balabasha, a manifestation. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Father,
Jesus.
I thank you.
Father, I thank you.
Every prayer
every prayer
has been spoken over my life. Every prayer
over my life. Every
that
prayer
I have prayed
over
the last 30 days.
Over the last 30 days.
Come to pass.
Now,
lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you hear me when I pray. And because you hear us when we pray, I thank you that no prayer that we have prayed has been in vain. You said it is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that availeth much. You said in your word, it is written, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. For anyone who asketh receiveth. Anyone who seeketh findeth. And everyone who knocketh, the door is open. I give you the glory today. That we serve a God who answers by fire. We serve a God who answers the prayers of your people. I thank you. that your ear is not too heavy that you cannot hear. Neither is your arm too short that you cannot say. But we thank you that you've heard the prayers of your people. You've heard the cries of your people. Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Something is going to happen when we begin to pray, when the people of God begin to intercede. Chains have been broken and walls are tumbling down. Father, in the name of Jesus, you have heard the prayers that we have prayed for our sons, for our daughters, for our wives, for our husbands, for our children, for our ministries, for our businesses. You've heard every prayer. We serve a God who answers. We serve a God who can hear. And Holy Ghost, I say to you today, manifest yourself. Show yourself mighty on behalf of your people. I declare in the heavenlies that there shall be a manifestation. There shall be testimonies of your greatness, of your power, of the miraculous. I can even testify that, yea, even I had a situation, hallelujah, on yesterday, but today you showed unto me divine favor. And my answer is yes. My answer is thank you. My answer is thank you. My answer is thank you. My reply is thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you. I give you the glory. I give you the praise. I give the honor. I'm inspired by you. I'm touched by you. I'm grateful for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. Holy Ghost, I declare that there shall be a manifestation of deliverance. There shall be a manifestation of healing. There shall be a manifestation of wealth. Balabasha. Yay. Yamini oso. Sukuma. Sukumandele kita. Robo shalaba. Likandele behe. I thank you that there shall be manifestation after manifestation after manifestation after manifestation. I thank you for the breakthrough that is happening in the life of my daughter, in the life of my son. I thank you for the breakthrough that is manifesting in my business. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that every secret enemy, every covert enemy, every underground enemy who was sent to buffet me, who was sent to harass me, who was sent to torture me, who was sent to torment me, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that through these prayers, they are destroyed. I thank you that every enemy who has set up a trap, die, die, die by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of the cross, by the law of vengeance and the law of justice. I thank you that you are fighting on my behalf. I thank you that you are manifesting the miraculous on my behalf. I thank you that there will be testimonies of your greatness. I thank you that you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I can ask or think. So I give you the praise in advance. I give you the glory in advance. I honor you in advance. I shabbat ya, I exalt ya, I extol ya. Lift your voice and praise him. Why are you ashamed to give him the glory? Honor him for your prayer. Honor him for your consistency. Honor him that he heard you. Honor him that you don't serve a God, hallelujah, like the prophets of Baal. Huh? Honor him that you don't serve a God who couldn't hear. Honor him, that he didn't let your enemies triumph over you. Honor him that every word spoken over your life, that your destiny has been cemented. Your destiny has been declared. Your destiny has been fulfilled. Open your mouth and bless them. I don't care if you're in the grocery store. I don't care, hallelujah, if you're in the hospital. Open your mouth and begin to give them glory. Thank him that the prayers of the wicked have been overturned. Thank him, Baradabasha, that supernatural increase is your portion. Thank him that favor has happened for you. Wouldn't you believe in him for a car? Didn't you get it? Wouldn't you believe in him for a house? Didn't you get it? Wouldn't you believe in him for prosperity and a turnaround? And he did it. The least you can do is give him the glory. Balabashana. And for those who it ain't happened yet for, guess what you do? Rejoice with them that do rejoice. Come on, bless God for them. Rejoice in the Lord. And again I say, rejoice in the Lord. Praise him for what he's already done. Praise him for his excellent greatness. Praise him. Hala Bashe Erebosha Yerebi Andarabasia Ikandoloboho. Thank him for what he's done. Thank him for the answer. Thank him for the breakthrough. Thank him for the release. Thank him for the turnaround. Thank him for the shando. Usha, usha, usha mama. Levende lebe kotaya. Letele di andala hazia. Zuri bie, zuri bie. Zulandile di andala ashaya. Ah, ala kushna. Rubo salumande. Brekadele bekrifele anzoya. Jatalamanya. Yanjalamokuso. Robo salemande le kita. Labadia la bonda la hoza. Shele bandala hoba, habadi bebe, ala bondolo udala azia, shakalamanda, bajiaba, jukule mendele kita, Virginia, lukusheba turns blue, mukoshebe, le bandala azia, zeneve kalamanda, malakuta, lekele di andala la basha, Virginia, melehe kosheba turns blue, mukushe, rubusa mande, elebo shata, hey! Be it now, be it later, halabo shanta, God you know, halabo shande, yedabohosi kandidioba, halaba shata, pray for Virginia, pray for the nations of the earth, pray for the continents, pray for revival, and thank him for the revival that is coming to your church, thank him for the breakthrough that is coming to your church, thank him, malaba shande, yedabosika, Irabo Shande Badio Sunaman. Ye commande lebe kian kalamando robo siti di asha. Halamandia halamoso kule mende lebe kasia. Zilamandi dia hunda lebe hashele. Halabo hoshema lakile akalamosuta. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We exalt you. And we thank you in advance. Hala. Molo mokunda la basaya, elebo shanda, endelele banda la kia la basa, elebo shoto la mandelele lebe sete, rebesike le manda la guda la bandiri di osha. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I understand that. Halamosa, erema sike le mandiri obala sha, eleme shike le manda la kuda la mansia. Yes, Lord, I understand that. Ele malakunda. Alamo solo mondele le kita, ele le asha kalamando lo lobosa, e basara manda, ele balamanda la cura la basaya, e herabo sutole le mandia, e la bakashanda la bahusa, ele bende le kita la manda la coda la hasdai, in the name of Jesus. Two things I want to tell you all, there is some kind of accident similar to a Princess Diana. I think that's her name, Princess Diana accident that is getting ready to happen with someone in a major high place. There's an accident, and I'm not sure if they will recover. Even if they do recover, they will probably never be able to walk again. But there is a major accident that is happening to someone in a high position, all right, almost like a Princess Diana. Halamosi. Remember, she died in that car accident. There is something big coming across the news of a major accident. Ele ala alabo ulala babasa. Ele le bandala akiala mandala koba. Ikolobo sutole mandele ki ala bancha. Jenanamo ukundili biki fala la mosai. The second thing I'm gonna tell you is there is a sudden resignation. There is a sudden resignation of a very strong figure. There is a sudden resignation of a very strong figure that is getting ready to happen. Something is happening, and it could even be somebody in technology, but something is happening where there's some things that the only way they're going to maybe even get, they're going to resign. They're just going to resign, okay? Now, it could be politics, and I feel it could be in some kind of mogul in technology, but I saw a major resignation that kind of caused an uproar even on our television screen, and you'll see it. Halaba Sunday, ele mokoshana, ishtala banda la kisaya, etabo ukabanda la kirala la basa. Yes, Lord. I say, yes, Lord. Alabo sukule mandi, ilalala la basha. I was praying. Virginia turned blue. I don't know what that means. We will see. We will see what that means. God knows. We will see what that means, all right? But we are praying for our country. We're praying for America. Amen. Halaboshaka. Now, this is what the Lord told me. He told me on November the 8th, we are to return back to prayer. That's November the 8th. I want you to set your calendar right now where you are. And we're returning back to prayer at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on November the 8th. Set your alarm now. We're going to take this time and rest the rest of this week, rest the rest of next week. But on November the 8th, we're going back into prayer by the clarion call of the Holy Ghost. I need 100 of you to move quickly. The Lord spoke to me while we were praying. There are 100 of you quickly who are going to sow a seed of $37. There's 100 of you who are sowing a seed of $37 at PBCJR, $PBCJR. There are 100 of you. Glory to Bashakala Mandalosa. There are 20 of you who are giving $237. And just send me email with proof of that seed. Send me email with proof of that seed. Okay. Amen. There are 20 of you who are giving $237. And just send me an email at Prophet Brian Kahn with proof of that seed. Let's obey God. But I'm challenging every person under the sound of my voice. There are 100 of you who are giving a seed of $37. If you can't give it on Cash App, go to BrianKahn.com.
Hallelujah.
If you can't go to BrianKahn.com, you can mail it, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida. You can give it on the app. But I'm challenging you to go to the website at BrianKahn.com. Shandiri Obasa. Go to the website. Go to the website and send proof of that seed. Send me at my email. Just don't tell me you sent it, but show me the receipt of that seed of $237. And you're going to send that to me. Obian Shakala Mandalakova. I am a hilarious giver. Oh, I am a faithful giver. I want you to sow in faith, believing God for the miraculous. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think. I give you the praise. Wonderful Jesus. Estanana mosukula mandalakia. Elele banzala makukandele behe. Erediala bandala bohosai. Elabasha. And it shall be even as God has said. You all pray for me, as you know, tonight. Where am I at? That's right. Tonight, I am in Selma, Alabama, at the house of prayer. We started on yesterday. My God, that prophetic was flowing. If you're anywhere near Alabama, glory to God, meet us. Where you meet me at? You meet me in Selma, Alabama. I believe it's 215 Selmont, but 215 Selmont. Y'all, the Lord has given me a word concerning someone who has a tumor in the stomach. But this is not a fibroid. This is not a fibroid. This is a tumor. A cancerous tumor growing in the stomach. I command that tumor to disappear now in the name of Jesus. Command every growth in your body to dry up. Command every growth on your body to dry up. Command every growth on your body to dry up in the name of Jesus. You're sowing. Everybody's sowing. You don't have 37. I've challenged 100 of you to give 37, and don't make sure you do it. They don't have 37, 27, 17, 7. But do not miss this. This is the last day of our 30 days. You want to put a seed in the ground before we start again on the 8th of November. And we're going to start strong. Amen. And you make sure you tell everybody you know to make sure they don't miss it. Don't miss it. November the 8th. We're going back in the prayer. Hey, Balabasha. Going back in the intercession. You that are sowing that $237 seed, you have the liberty to go ahead and send an email to prophetbriankern@yahoo.com with proof of the seed that you sown, and watch God do the miraculous. You're going and you're sowing a seed at briankern.com, $PBCJR. I want to sow your seed, but let's sow your seed in faith, believing God for the miraculous. You are blessed. You are favored. I wouldn't be nowhere near Alabama. I mean, people are coming, driving 2 hours, 1 hour, all these different hours to be in these services. Hallelujah. KCC, sometimes you don't know the treasure you have because it's yours all the time, and you get to see me every week. But people are driving 2 hours and 3 hours and 4 hours just to be in these services. Not for me, but for what God has placed on the inside of me. I'm grateful for the treasure. I'm grateful for the treasure that is inside of his earthen. Do not slack up in this season. Trust God like you've never trusted him before. Put your faith out there and believe God for the miraculous like you've never believed him before. And watch what God is about to do in your life. No weapons. I said no weapon. Tandala mosukule mandelekita. No bian shakala mandala lasai. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. I am so excited. Jacksonville, there is church tonight. You should be there in Jacksonville. Glory to God. Let's get ready to receive what God has for you. And let's prepare ourselves for the breakthrough, for the change, for the turnaround that is happening in the lives of God's people. One word from a man of God can change your life. How do I know? Because my God, I've seen him do it in my life. Be not dismayed. Whatever be tied, God will take care of you. Mala shala malabasha halabokota endele baladi alamasi kelele andolo mohosa ikondolo kotololo bobokusa andebia ashinelelema likabala la banda la babedi ansolo mo ukundi di ikia. And it shall be. You are blessed. You are anointed. I look forward to seeing you on the 8th of November. The 8th at 6 a.m. Now, you know you have to call early. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Do not miss it. Everything that you need to know concerning the prayer request, there's a playlist on the website for you to continue in prayer, for you to continue in consecration. Continue sending your testimonies of what God has done. But you are blessed. You are anointed. We thank God for Prophet Vincent, Pastor Butler, Sister Purdy. We thank God for all of those who prayed. And I thank God that the devil is the stupidest man on the universe. Yes, he's stupid. He is a bastard. He don't have a father. And I hate his mother-in-law. Yeah, that's right. I said, I hate his mother-in-law. Can't stand that devil. So you are blessed. And I look forward to seeing you in prayer November the 8th. All of the churches to have prayer every day at 12. Let's not admit that. You are blessed. More grace.